Rich Kimble, Kerry Haskell, Bruce Pratt on board for another edition of Sports Lit 101. Welcome back, Bruce.
Well, good to be back. Yeah. And Jeff Daniels sort of segued us into this when he talked about, you know, get to a certain age, do what you want to do. And that's really what today's book is about.
The book is called Perfect Pitch by Joseph L. Price.
Yeah, now Joseph Price is an interesting fellow. He's a child of the South, grew up in Virginia and Mississippi. He has a PhD, a Master's of Divinity, a Master's in Theology and Culture, and an undergraduate degree from Georgetown. I don't remember what it was in. But he's a highly educated guy who is well known in the world of academia as an expert on sports and religion. And God knows in America, there are some places where sports and religion intersect in ways perhaps they shouldn't. But for a long time, he's been a professor of religious studies at Whittier College in California. Quite a good school, as we know. Even if its most famous alumnus is Richard Nixon. But I saw Joe speak at and talk about this project of his, the National Anthem Project, out in Kansas last June, last month at the Sports Literature Association. And I bought the book. Usually I don't buy books. We get books because we do books. And I said, I've got to have this book. Well, what he did was he decided that his dream was to spend a summer singing the national anthem at over 100 minor league ballparks all across the country. And he spent traveled 27,000 miles or something to do this. Unbelievable. I mean, that's an exaggeration, but it was a lot of miles. What he did is his wife had a sabbatical. He is a professor emeritus now. So she joined him for part of the trip. They bought a motorhome, which they called Arby, and they bought a car they towed behind them called Toad, which was an old Saturn, and they had some interesting things with that. And he spent a year planning this trip that included, I think, originally 113 stops. Sometimes there were some rainouts, there were some things he couldn't make, there were some last-minute schedule changes. But he went and he sang the national anthem at every one of these ballparks. Now, yes, he wanted to see America. Yes, he loves baseball. He loves minor league baseball, which is my favorite kind of baseball to go see. But he also had a very important point to make about the national anthem. And when he talked about this at SLA, he saw me pump my fist where I was sitting at the table. And he came up to me afterwards and he said, that really got a reaction to you. And it's because I have had the privilege of singing the national anthem at some, you know, decent-sized sporting events, the U.S. National Alpine and Freestyle Skiing Championships on a number of times. And my theory is you sing it the way it was written. It's meant to be sung in about 80 seconds, that first verse. It's meant to be sung in either F sharp or G, because those are keys that people can join you in. And it's made to be sung without flourish. It's not to show off your voice. As they always say at the beginning, to honor America, please rise and join in the singing of our national anthem. Now, we can argue whether we ought to be singing the Star Spangled Banner at every sporting event. I would argue it's overkill and the like, but Joe would disagree. But it was amazing how everywhere he went, ball players, fans, people would seek him out when he sat down in the stands and say, I'm so glad you sang it the way it was written. Now, if you think listening to the story of a guy singing the national anthem 100 times is boring, trust me, it's never boring. Because one of the other things he does is in every ballpark, he talks about its history, about its culture, who are the most famous people to have played there, what roles might games in those ballparks have played, what are the history of those leagues. And he went everything from short season independent leagues up through AAA. And he went from California, worked his way across Texas to Florida, went up the East Coast, hurtled through the Midwest. Interestingly said that the nicest place that he was, where he was treated with the greatest respect and the most honest affection was in Pawtucket.
Really?
Yes, which he found it odd, though. He said as a Southerner sitting there rooting for the Red Sox and looking out and seeing that on one of the big signs was Yankee Spirits, one of the liquor stores. But he talks a lot about who sponsors the games. He went to some place, there were 15 first pitches. He talked about uncommon generosity shown to he and his wife, Bonnie, at different times. But most amazing about this book for me is it awakened me again to the joy of traveling by car in America when you're not pulling a carry and driving to New Orleans and back in, you know, 49 hours or whatever. But where you're taking the time to go state to state, place to place, traveling the back roads when you can, and then stopping and meeting people. And he met other people that were doing the same kind of thing. They weren't singing the national anthem, but where they were going to visit 26 minor league ballparks, and they were going to take their children. That was their summer vacation. But he takes a real deep look inside, I think, our country and its relationship to baseball. And, you know, I think many people may have seen Dan Shaughnessy's column the other day in the Boston Globe saying that baseball has become unwatchable for him. And professional Major League Baseball is unwatchable for me. I tried to watch the All-Star game, and I saw Contreras hit a home run. I saw people step out at it for every pitch. I saw that inning take forever. And I saw 3.5 minutes of commercials. And I said, I've been watching for 5 minutes. I haven't seen anything except one home run, right? And yet in the minor league ballparks, where they're always hustling the game along, where they've got, you know, whether you might see seven errors in one game and an A ball, you're reminded that baseball is supposed to be fun. It's supposed to be outdoors. You're supposed to see it in person because, you know, football, as we know, is a great game. Television was invented for football, as some people have said. Baseball on TV, well, you know, they can't really always track the ball right away, and there are things that you don't always get. But in a live place where the people are fans just because they love the game, and not because they're part of Red Sox Nation or Yankee Nation or the Cub Nation or whatever, but because they just want to be outdoors on a summer evening and watching a baseball game, he really captures that, and he gives you a little synopsis of every single game that they went to by number. Okay, game 46 was Lynchburg, Virginia. You know, you move along. He went to 100 and some at the end. There are also some great pictures. There's a picture of him with Tony Oliva, who we met. He makes the case is probably, of all the people not in the Hall of Fame, one who should certainly be there. And then he would meet alums from Whittier College that were playing in the lower leagues. He would meet friends he'd gone to graduate school with, people who would come from hundreds of miles to be part of this. But always it was to go out there before the baseball game, sing the anthem the right way, enjoy whatever. And he talks about all the great food and the names and the nicknames and stuff. It was really an enjoyable book. The best thing about it is you can read a couple of games at a time. Nice. You don't have to sit down and read the whole thing.
Perfect Pitch, Joe Price.
Yep, and the National Anthem and National Pastime from Mercer University Press. Great book.
Looking forward to it. Thank you, Bruce. What do we got coming up next week?
We may have Joe with us next week, good. Which is one possibility. If not, we'll finish talking about the Kansas Relay book that I mentioned briefly, and hopefully we can maybe reach out to John Musgrave and see if we can talk to him about the 1972 protests. Peaceful protests and lovable protests in some ways at the Kansas Relays.
So. Fantastic. Thank you, Bruce.
Thank you, sir.
Sports Lit 101 every Wednesday here on Downtown.